All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, January 20th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had some League of Legends action earlier this morning. We have a 7-game NBA slate. We have some tennis action later this evening, as well as some NHL 2. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. Had a number of questions come in prior to the show today, which is always great. So we will get SaberSim pulled up here, and we will jump into questions. I'm going to pair a couple questions together. I'm going to come back to them. So I had a question: can you do an NBA main slate sim tutorial? And then could you NBA late swap on a starter plan? So basically like two kind of questions about NBA and like process pre-slate and post-slate. We're going to circle back to those. That'll be like our slate demo for the day. Do want to just answer a couple more kind of quick hitter type questions before we jump into a full on demo. All right. Another late swap question. Question about late swap using optimizer mode for cash games. Is it always a good idea to swap to whatever SaberSim recommends as the best lineup? If the late swap lineup has a lower projected score than my original lineup had, should I still swap? Okay, good question. So the question to me is not so much, hey, when I built my lineup, say you build a lineup pre-slate, right? Let's say your cash lineup has a projection of 250 points, right? I'm just kind of throwing out a number. Well, then let's say some news comes out, right? You end up late swapping. Now the highest projected lineup, say, is 245. Okay, well, the 245 is obviously lower than the 250 was. The question isn't should you swap or not to me. The question is that I think of is what is the current projection of my original lineup, right? Because yeah, it was 250 at one point in time. But what if that lineup's new projection is now 244 for whatever reason, right? So what you need to do is you need to confirm what is the current projection of my original lineup. Is it still 250, or has that lineup's projection come down? And this is actually based on the latest and greatest projections, the new highest projected score lineup available. So I think that is the most important part of this. If your lineup is still the higher projected, I would just keep it. If the late swap lineup is the new highest available projected, then I would swap and go with that one. So you're going to kind of have to figure out what the answer to that question is and verifying current versus old projections. But that is how I would be thinking about it. All right. Next question. Can you confirm that if I create a cash lineup using the optimizer and projection as the sort criteria, when I late swap, will it propose a new lineup if the total projection is higher? If I sort by projection, does live actual projections play into this at all? Okay. So as far as the late swap optimizer mode, just so we're clear, works the same in both pre-slate and post-slate. Okay. It is trying to build the highest projected lineup possible. Now, one thing I do not know for sure, I wish I did, but I don't, and I'm going to have to ask. I do not know if, okay, the more I think about this, I actually think I know the answer. So let's talk about late swap, right? What is late swap doing? What late swap does is, and it might be easier if we pull up a lineup card. Turn off templates. Turn off compact view. Actually, let's just do this. Okay. So this is where I was trying to get to, right here. All right. So a lineup card, right? I wanted to see a lineup card. So let's say that we are playing a lineup and we have Tyrese Maxey and we have Dylan Brooks, right? So our lineup, we're playing one lineup. When the slate starts, these two players' game start, right? So they're going to be locked. What SaberSim does in late swap is it basically says, hey, these positions are locked. We're going to ignore them. Now at this point, we have used 16,100 salary, which leaves 43,900. And we've used these two positions, so we're going to ignore them. So what SaberSim is looking at is, hey, what are the available positions and how much salary is left? Okay, those are the most two important parts of late swap. It does what it does pre-slate, but it ignores the games that have started. So it's saying, hey, for Phoenix, Philly, we're going to ignore this. We're just going to pull sims from all of the other games on the slate that have not started. And then what we're going to do is we're going to use the outcomes of those games and we're going to build the best lineup possible under the salary cap with the available positions. So it's going to look at how the players perform, the combination of players that leads to the highest projection with 43,900 salary and these positions. So it is solving the highest projected players for the positions and the salary that are remaining. That is the only thing that it is doing. The live projections do not play into the lineup building in late swap. The live projections only play into the contest sim in late swap, or if you're using the live projection sorting metric, which is like its own kind of standalone metric. So as far as late swap building lineups goes, think about it as it ignores locked players and it only looks at available spots remaining and available salary left. That is the biggest thing that you need to be aware of here. And as far as there's one nugget here, when I late swap, will it propose a new lineup if the total projection is higher? So it will build you a pool of new lineups based on however many you have requested here, right? If it's 500, it's going to build you 500. What it will do though, right, is it will just order them highest projection to lowest. So kind of like the last question, well, if your top projected was 250 and now the highest available is 245, it's going to show you the 245. It's going to show you 244, 243, 242 until it fills out the pool, right? If it's going high to low. So it won't say, oh, hey, you had a 250. Because I can't build another 250, I'm not going to give you any new lineups. That's not what's going to happen. So it'll always build out your pool. But optimizer mode will start with that highest projected and then work its way down. All right. Next question, Andrew. The everyone wins contests on FanDuel show negative sim ROI when building the lineups. Do you think they are a negative sim ROI really, or that SaberSim has trouble handling that weird of a contest where little is paid to first, but everyone wins some? Thanks. Okay. I could see if SaberSim, I could see a situation where effectively a 100% cash rate contest gives SaberSim some issues. But what I also know is that in the realm of GPPs and tournaments, from what I've seen personally, flatter payout structures tend to be worse for your long-term ROI. And I think it comes down to the fact that it is very hard to win first. And when you don't get a big lump sum for doing so, it actually hurts your long-term EV. You can see this by like looking in flashback at contests that have flat payout structures versus contests that are like very top heavy. At least I've seen that where the top heavier contests tend to have higher sim ROIs. I've even seen some discussion around this, like in the DFS space. And it's pretty interesting, all things considered. But I could imagine this is not an issue, and that SaberSim just thinks contests where the money is so spread out are like not great for your long-term EV. But it's probably worth putting some additional eyes on. So I'm going to make another note here. And I want to say, look at everyone wins contest sim ROI, FanDuel. So I'll put some extra eyes on that, and I'm making a note to do so. All right. I'm not 100% sure what this is referring to. Desktop app versus using Google Chrome. So just so I think I can like cover my bases here though. So there is no like desktop app or even mobile app for SaberSim, right? Like you can see my Discord down here on the bottom. Like, yeah, Discord has like a desktop app. You download it and it lives like on your PC. And so I don't have to go to the internet to access it. On SaberSim, you always have to access it through a web browser, whether that is on a computer or on a phone. Even on a phone, you need to like say, go to Google Chrome or go to Safari or go to some web browser, type in app.sabersim.com on the web browser, and then you will open up SaberSim on a tab within that web browser. So no matter what, SaberSim has to be accessed through a browser, either on desktop or on mobile. All right. So far, so good. Cool. So I think this is a good time to jump into our slate demo. So we will start with this part, and then we will discuss the late swap part after. So NBA sim tutorial here. One quick question came in before we jump into this. Okay. Follow up to the app first Chrome-ish question. It had me download. I have an icon on my desktop now. I'm not 100% sure what that is. I know that if you are using our mobile notifications, which are available on Ultimate, you will download something that looks like a mobile app, but it's not like a true mobile app. So like how, if you go to our help, you go how to set up mobile notifications. you effectively download a bookmark, and then that goes like on your phone. So it may look like one, although it's not like truly one. That is about the only thing I can think of here where you are downloading something. And I am not smart enough to make this bigger, clearly. Hold on, make one more note. All right. Keeping it rolling. Next question. I understand the general bankroll concept and watch the videos, but maybe I missed the part of what the typical bankroll stretch is. 5% of a 2 weeks paychecks, 1 month pay. Okay. Good question. So your bankroll is whatever you decide is like your amount of money that you want to like gamble with, right? So say that you are like, hey, I'm going to take $500 and I'm going to set it aside to play DFS with, right? The $500 would be your bankroll, right? That is like static. It is a number that you're going to start with. If you are going to replenish your bankroll regularly, every 2 weeks when you get paid, you put in a little extra money. You know, every month you put in a little extra money or something like that, right? From outside of DFS, you can work that in and you're saying, hey, in 2 weeks, you know, I'm going to put another $200 into my bankroll or something like that, right? However you decide is up to you. But the point is really for you to settle on a number where it's like, where you take a moment and you think like, hey, what is my actual bankroll, right? Is it $100? Is it $500? Is it $1,000? Is it $10,000? You know, what amount of money am I comfortable putting toward this activity, right? And once you settle on that number, then you can figure out how much you should be playing every night. So that'd be my advice there. All right, back to our sim tutorial. So why don't we go back to DK? Because I had an entry file loaded up here for a demo I was doing earlier. So this will work perfect. So we have one contest, 20 lineups. Let's just start like in a completely new build. All right, so new build here, right? First thing I'm going to do is download my entry file and upload it, right? So I go to the upload icon. I click the download template file from DraftKings. As long as I'm signed into DraftKings on this same browser, I can use this. Saw the file get downloaded. I drag and drop it into this box, and then it loads up the contest in the contest tab. Says, hey, you're playing one contest. It is 20 entries, and then this is the contest in question. So all set there. All right, I go to my build. Now I need to make two adjustments, two projections to unlock the build lineups button. So I'm just going to make them to the ownership. Those two adjustments should unlock the build lineups button, which it does. Great. For this demo, I'm just going to build 500 lineups. Notice not changing anything else, not changing any settings. Not setting any rules, not putting on any filters. You can do all those things if you want. They are there to allow you to do things, but it is not to say you have to use them. So totally up to your discretion there. For me, I'm not going to touch anything. All right. Lineups are just about finished. So we get into the post build. Because I have the run contest sim toggle turned on, The Sims automatically ran for one single contest. I do have auto run diversifier off here. I like to have it off. That way, for any change I make, it's not like constantly trying to spin and run, because we demo a lot of things here on the show. So I leave it off. That way I have to manually kick it off here. So this diversify button goes with the portfolio diversity or portfolio plus. Portfolio plus uses contest sim ROI. Portfolio on starter uses Saber score. So those are the metrics that the portfolio solve is optimizing around. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about this shortly. So I do want to use portfolio diversity. You don't have to. You can switch to uniques, and then you can choose which shorting metric you want to use if you're not a fan of portfolio or want to do something else. That is totally okay. For me, I'm going to use portfolio. And now that I'm ready, I'm going to click diversify. All right. So basically SaberSim is picking our lineups at this point, right? The portfolio solve finishes. So now I come into the table, I sort by exposure. A couple things I like to look at. If you're on starter, I think it's good to have an average Saber score, average projection, aggregate metrics. I think those are good. If you're on ultimate, I like to have an average projection, average ROI metric, right? I have all three to cover my bases here. So now, a couple things you can do. One, you can look at the lineups in expanded view, or you can look at them in the row view. Totally up to you. I noticed that some people like the row view better because you can easily see your ROIs or whatever other metrics you care about, projection, et cetera. Some people like to look at it in the expanded view because it's more like looking at kind of one lineup at a time, like you would do on your phone or something like that. So again, totally user preference there. What I like to do in the post bill is I like to look at, hey, what are my top exposures? What are my highest leverages? And then what are my highest negative leverages, right? Players I'm taking a stand against versus players I'm taking a stand on versus my overall total exposure. Some of these might be correlated, but it's not always the case. So this is an opportunity to customize things, right? Hey, I do like this player. I don't like this player. This is too much exposure. This is too little, right? I have the opportunity to use the min and max exposure columns to customize this however I see fit. If you don't have any opinions, I think it's okay to take what SaberSim gives you. And at this point, I would be ready to save. I can download up on the top left. I can download in this pop-up. And then that will download the file. I take this file and I upload it to DraftKings. And then I am all set. So a couple things I want to cover here. As far as portfolio goes, right? So the difference here between uniques and portfolio, when we use uniques, notice we get the highest ROI lineups straight down, right? Highest ROI, second, third, fourth, in order. Okay. Well, when we use uniques, when we use portfolio, that doesn't exactly happen. The ROIs get a little bit out of order. Now, what is happening is SaberSim is saying, hey, we want to optimize around ROI. That is the most important metric here. So our top lineup is going to be the highest ROI. But then what SaberSim is going to do, it is going to say, hey, which lineup best complements the one that came before? So here, what SaberSim is saying, hey, I know there are a lot of high ROI lineups, but when we look at how the lineups play together, how they work as far as like a payout structure and smoothing out the swings and helping you have win equity, it is actually better to play the 223% ROI and then play the 89% ROI. The 89% ROI complements the first lineup better than say the 180% ROI. So SaberSim is picking the lineups in an intelligent way in portfolio, always considering which lineups came before. And this is a much smarter method for selecting lineups, which is why we recommend it. And this is like the default. So just a little background there on portfolio, but that about covers it for the pre-slate demo. Now, as far as late swap goes, I'm actually not sure if we can do this, but we can try. So let's go to games. Okay. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to lock a couple games. I'm going to lock, say, three games. So I'm basically imitating late swap at this point. Now, when I click late swap, I get a pop-up. I can quick swap. I would recommend this if players are ruled out, you're kind of pressed for time. This is the quickest way to get out players out of your lineups and get projected players into your lineups. So doing this would be my go-to. If you have the time, or if after you've quick swapped, go to full swap. Now, the first thing that you can do here is that if you made changes in the build that you used pre-slate and you want to carry those over into late swap, you don't want to lose them. Switch the setting here on the right from default to whatever the build you used is. For me, it would have been build 3, but I didn't make any changes, so I'm okay leaving it at default. But if you did make changes, switching this to build 3 would work. Notice this does carry my minimum salary, so that is one difference here. The default minimum salary on late swap is 0, so this will at least carry them in salary. All right, so I'm good with this. I'm going to carry my build 3 settings into my swap 1. So now my swap build is made. All right, great. I'm in my swap build. So now I am going to click build swaps. And now it is doing that process of identifying which players in which games have locked and rebuilding the rest of the lineups. Remember, we said the first 3 games were locked. So we're kind of in between this 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific window currently in this hypothetical situation. All right. So the sim is going to run. If there is live data available, it is going to use it. If we were actually in the middle of the slate, we would have some live data for the games that were in progress. So it's going to run the sims. And then it is going to solve the new portfolio for us. And it is going to return lineups. So sim runs, diversify runs, I get updated exposures. The players whose games have locked are grayed out, meaning they can't be moved in or out of lineups. And then the players who are unlocked, their exposures do still have the ability to change. So those are the players in white. Once I'm satisfied with this, I can save it, download it, and then go and upload that to the fantasy site. The next important part with late swap. So right now, we said 3 games locked. Okay, well, what happens when the next game locks? Do I need to go and do that again? Do I need to go and click the late swap button again? Open up a new swap build and start over. No, you do not need to do that. All you need to do is come into SaberSim, click the refresh projections icon. This effectively updates the time in SaberSim. So what SaberSim is going to do is say at 6:01 p.m. here, Pacific time, when this Minnesota-Utah game has started, you come in and you refresh the projections. Well, SaberSim is going to say, hey, this game is locked now. Effectively, what happens is in the games tab, this one goes red. And then now players from this game cannot be moved in and out of lineups either. So Walter Clayton, who was previously a white name, is now gray because he is now locked. And then you just rebuild swaps again, and you can continue to use this swap build the entire night. All right. Dimitri said, what do you recommend using portfolio or uniques? I always use portfolio. Portfolio performs better in our backtesting, and that is our team's recommendation across the board. All right. Squanto said, makes sense. Thanks. Yep, you're welcome. Next question. I'm a total noob and new to the software. First off, welcome. What is the best way to get a tutorial on Tennis DFS? So good news is we did a tutorial on Tennis yesterday. So I'm going to go pull that up really quickly. And we can talk about that. I know you said an NBA demo. Should help in some ways, but if you're looking for Tennis specifically, I know exactly where to find that. All right, so over on our YouTube channel, if you go to this live section, and I'm going to link it here, but I'm just talking through it. So yesterday was our first show of the week. And I believe we spent some time here talking about Tennis. Yeah. So it was about it. It looks like it was this point in the video. We started talking about Tennis. I am going to share a timestamped link here. Of this segment. But it looks like it was about a 5-minute segment. We walked through a Tennis build. And then we talked about it kind of similar to how we did today. So check out this this snippet from yesterday's show, and it should have what you're looking for. But just linked it here in the YouTube chat. Aside from that one segment, one of your best places for kind of a process, somewhere to get some assistance in, you know, getting familiar with the software, best ways to use it, are going to be in Saber School. You go over to Saber School in the top left, go to the Saber system, and then go down to the bottom. And I'm going to remove the question, move my head over, and start with the welcome video and then work your way up. Some of it will be a little repetitive. It's okay. But work your way through these, and that will help as well. So Jordan, our other coach here, lays out a process that is can be transferred to many different sports, kind of talks about the Saber Sim way of building lineups. That's another really good source. All right, next question. When late swapping on Yahoo, FanDuel, Owner's Box, when you see the ROI number for the lineup, is that a live ROI number? Thanks. Okay, good question. So what is happening on Yahoo, FanDuel, and Owner's Box is we are using live projection still, but we are not using live fields. So what's happening is the ROI is as if the field lineups that we generate are what the contest is playing. So it's not going to be a true live ROI. It is live in the sense that it is using the live projections. So let's say that, you know, you're playing on NFL this last weekend, right? I forget who played Saturday. So they ran, so for instance, FanDuel ran a Saturday to Sunday 4-game slate, right? Let's say we're talking about this one. All right, so let's say that, you know, you had Josh Allen, right? You have Josh Allen. He has a very good game. He comes in, you know, over his projection. And when he comes in over his projection, that's generally good for you, right? That lineup's ROI is going to be higher because his projection, his actual score exceeded his projection. It is only accounting for that fact, and it's using it in the contest sim with the same set of field lineups we had pre-slate. So it's not using the actual lineups in the contest. So, and then that will be the same for Yahoo and Owner's Box as well. We apply the live projections to the field lineups and compare them to your lineups. So that's what's happening there. All right, Steven and Demetrius both said thank you. You guys are welcome. All right. Sticking with the late swap topic, Black Mama said, for late swap, do you suggest we touch exposures or leave it on default? So I think that, you know, going back to like late swapping, right? If you had made adjustments pre-slate, I personally would always carry those over. I think that unless there's some specific reason you don't want to anymore, then I would turn them off. But if you made adjustments pre-slate, I don't see why you probably wouldn't want to carry those. So I would basically always be changing this setting from default to whatever the name of my build is. If that's, I set a rule, if I set a filter, if I set a min salary change, you know, any and all of those things, I would carry them over. So I think it's okay to have opinions. I think it's okay to account for them even in late swap. So carrying over your settings seems to be the easiest way, at least in my opinion. All right. Looking around here, looks like we are all caught up with questions in YouTube and Discord. Knocked out an NBA pre-slate and late swap demo. So should be all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.